Welcome inside the butter cooler at the Iowa State Fair. I'm Paul Yeager, and this is a special edition of the MTOM podcast. Today on remote, well, they kind of all are, but this time we're going to go behind the scenes and where the world-famous butter cow is created and learn more about the extra sculptures that are happening. It has a very strong Iowa tie, so we're going to talk to Sarah Pratt. She is in her 16th year. There's a special reason she's sculpting what she is that goes along with the butter cow. We'll get the full story on that. We'll also take some crazy questions that we have. And they're not crazy, they're good ones. If you have a question for me, send me an email at paul.yeager, that's Y-E-A-G-E-R, at iowapbs.org. The next couple of weeks, we're going to be bringing you some of the other stories that we do around Iowa PBS, and maybe not as much with Market to Market. We're going to be having some ride-alongs with some interesting people we think you might enjoy listening to. But first, let's get the real skinny on the butter cow at the Iowa State Fair. Your butter cow's almost old enough to drive.
Absolutely. I didn't think of that. Wow.
Number 16 cow. Again, this is always a fun thing for you, right? Or does it? Is it a job?
It is a fun thing. This is a really special year because my apprentices, Hannah and Grace, my twins, are going off to college in just a week and a half. So it feels like a culmination in a shift into a new time.
And you just took the twins and a couple of other folks on an airplane ride, and that's all part of the big sculpture, which we'll get to in a minute. But what was it like to take the butter cow message to New York City?
It was amazing. It was so fun. We got to go to Broadway, see the Broadway show, and of course we got to see an Iowan in action, and we did take him a plushie butter cow.
The Iowan?
Yes.
Okay, so enough of the secretiveness. This was a work trip.
It was.
In a way.
Right, so we're busy at work sculpting Meredith Willson's The Music Man, and it's the 60th anniversary of the movie that I grew up watching, and so it's been on my list for some time, because Meredith Willson, an Iowan legend, and the movie and the musical, iconic, right? So it's been on my list. My husband was a music major, so he played the trombone. So there's lots of layers here. So it's been a favorite of ours, and we're excited to do it.
At what point did you decide, let's try to make this trip work?
So a year ago, the girls are going to be seniors in high school, and I thought this would be a great trip for their senior year, surprise them. We'll see the Music Man and maybe another. They're huge Broadway, especially musicals. And so we thought we could see another show that was on their list, see the Music Man. Just lots of things got in the way. Schedules, two girls, seniors, lots of things going on. You name it. Things got in the way. So it wasn't until just a couple weeks ago, I just by chance searched for tickets again, and voila, it all fell into place. So it was last minute in that sense.
Well, did it stress you out a little bit to be gone just like single digit days from when the cow debuts?
No, it didn't. But I had kind of control over, okay, this day could work. If everything goes well, this day could work. But a lot of other people around me are feeling some stress. But it's in hand, trust me.
So The Music Man is Meredith Willson, born in Iowa. The musical has the movie, not really shot in Iowa, but Mason City still claims a strong tie. So you're tying into North Iowa here.
Absolutely.
With Meredith Willson, but all of the state and all of America, really. Why did it just work for timing? I mean, you talk about an anniversary specific day, but how did it all come together just in 1 year?
Well, you know, 5 years ago, we took Hannah and Grace to see The Music Man at the Des Moines Playhouse. And so it kind of started then, and it would have been the 55th anniversary. So you know how anniversaries happen that way. But we already had another sculpture. I mean, that was July, and it was like, we can't switch in 1 month. So it, like I said, it had been on the back of my mind. But certainly with the revival being on Broadway this past year. So the fair is ending and Broadway is talking about opening up again as things are starting to open up again. It had been in the works on Broadway since prior to COVID. So they had planned 2019, started their clinics and auditions, and then it shut down. So they had also been waiting on Broadway to release this revival all of the time that we were anticipating it as well.
It all synced up. So Meredith Wilson, are we going to see actually Meredith Wilson in here?
Absolutely.
And are we going to see other characters from the movie?
You know, I had planned on, touching on all of the different, so there was a movie in 1962, that's the one I knew, but you may not know, Matthew Broderick starred in the 2003 revival movie remake, so we watched that one as a family, we watched both of those and have done lots of research. I read several of Meredith Wilson's books, but after going to the Broadway show last week, we are just jazzed about this new cast. There's 22 Broadway debuts happening. One of them is Drew Mynard, the star that we got to meet that's from Iowa, along with lots and lots of the children that are in the show. So I just feel like in our own excitement, we're going to maybe lean more on the cast, the current cast.
You always have things in mind. You always have things written down, but I'm picking up from you that you kind of were sitting there watching the show going, you know, what if...
Absolutely.
That happened.
Yes. We had pretty much the marching band scene laid out and underway, and I wanted to get a dance scene with the two main characters. And I had done enough research to know that Sutton Foster and Hugh Jackman were doing some more dancing than maybe were in the movies that I had grown up seeing. So I thought seeing them live on stage is going to inspire this dance scene. And yet the moment that Winthrop gets his coronet from Professor Hill, and you see Marion's face, and the entire play shifts, the entire, you know, Marion's feelings, Winthrop, everything, Winthrop just lights up and reanimates at that point of the musical, and so that's really the turning point. And it was emotional for me, and so it's like, okay, scrap the dance scene. This is going to be it.
You were a big time Broadway producer at that point. Cut the dance scene. We're bringing in the trumpet. Right? That's how it sounds to me.
It was. I mean, there's so many iconic scenes. I mean, we wanted to sculpt the Pickle Little Ladies. We wanted to sculpt the Barbershop Quartet. We wanted to sculpt the library scene. The whole thing. I mean, there's so many big numbers that are iconic and. So it was really hard. It took me a long time to boil down what touched me about the movie and the musical and what hopefully touches other people and what it really was representing. So I hope that shows through for people who come and see it.
You say the girls are going to college. Does that mean that they're retiring after this year? Are you trying to tell us news? Or are you going to try to keep pulling them back?
No, I don't think they're retiring. I think they're just going to keep stepping it up.
Because that's actually very similar to the time in your life when you started in here, right?
Right.
They were in college.
I was a little bit in a different place than them. I didn't have the confidence or the additional classes that they have to know that I could do it without Norma. And so it took me a lot longer. It took her a lot longer to get me warmed up to the idea that I could do it if she wasn't standing next to me. They, however, have done a lot of studies throughout school and the classes they've taken at high school, at Valley High School, and the teachers, and just their own study and diving into it. They're more ready at this point than I was, for sure. Probably more ready than I was when Norma retired, if I tell you the truth.
Should we not tell them that, or you think?
Yeah,
we'll keep that quiet. They also helped you with the cow. I mean, you're trying to put the finishing touches here.
Yep.
But behind you is another sculpture. You can't forget the other anniversary that's happening.
That's right. It's the 100th year of the Ye Olde Mill. Like, who doesn't go in the Ye Olde Mill every year? Last year, we did the giant slide, the 50th anniversary, another favorite of our families. And this year, we're celebrating the Ye Olde Mill. So we have the cow and the mill on this side, honoring the fair, if you will. And then, of course, the Music Man.
Altogether, when you think about how this all comes, I mean, we're recording this little secret a couple of days before the fair open. You are not showing stress that I think I would be feeling for you right now. Are you feeling a little pressure?
There have been moments where we've had some, I don't know, and on Broadway you might call them costume malfunctions. We call them armature malfunctions, where some frames have needed to be rebuilt. So it's like, it's a little bit of two steps forward, four steps back at times. but it's coming together. I just have to trust that we can do it. We've done it before. We're good. It will be done. It will be done.
And it's always good. And so we've shut the fans off that are in here, and people are coming by because we're so close to the fair. When the fans are working, you don't hear anybody really outside. You barely can talk to one another.
Right.
So when you start to get and hear voices outside, does that put a little fear or a little more performance in you?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, really, we have the fans going all the time. It does give that adrenaline. The fair's coming. You can see the stands coming up. You know it's coming. The excitement's coming. You know, the other thing that I have is people love to watch a sculpt. So I have to remind myself of that, too. So the excitement, the adrenaline. But I know that, you know, people are going to enjoy us being in here. So I have to remind myself that that's giving them a treat, too.
All right, I want to let you know I have taken questions from many different people that they wanted, and I know we always talk about the new reporter asks you all the same things. Before I ask my question, what's the question, one, that you're asked the most, and what's the question or the fun fact you like to say about the whole process in here? What's the question you get the most?
Those are good. The question we get the most is probably what you do with the butter when you're done.
And that's put it in buckets and store it.
Yep.
And then what is the fun fact you like to share about this whole process?
I think the if someone would say, like, anything else you want to add, I always then, if they haven't asked already, will say, it's a family affair. So then that's my end to be able to say, share the story that Hannah and Grace are doing significant parts of the sculpture. And my dad's here helping with those armature malfunctions. And Andy comes down after work and is going to make a trombone armature later. Oh. So we have, and Dean washes buckets and
oh, so
puts butter on too.
He is contributing now, finally. Yes. You know, he can't just stay at home.
No.
Is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah,
so Dean, it's a family affair, everyone. My mom's here today helping out too. So it's really all hands on deck.
And your daughters chuckle when I start making fun of your brother. But I'm going to talk about my two sons. And they wanted to know, from my questions, how many gallons of butter are used? Because we have buckets. So they're 5-gallon buckets. How many buckets?
Well, I didn't count the buckets, but we have about 1,200 pounds. And there's about 40 pounds per bucket.
It's my understanding there'd be no math in this discussion, Sarah. Okay. We'll figure that out. Probably about 30 buckets.
Probably a few more. But I think that's a fair estimate.
Okay. How long does it take you to sculpt start to finish?
Ooh. So I always allot on the calendar 15 days. Now some of those days are 8-hour days, and some of those days are 14-hour days, depending on how efficient we were on the day before. So That's kind of a trick question. There's like two parts to that question.
And I knew that because part of your job is also interviews as an ambassador.
Sure,
and talk about
sharing the story. Yeah, of course.
What is the cow's weight?
I would say that she would weigh very similar to a small Jersey cow. So that would be somewhere between 800 and 1,000 pounds. But that's armature and everything.
Okay.
But about 650 pounds of butter.
That's a lot. Okay, so I asked you the fun stats, and then I just got another group of questions. Apparently, there's people working today, and they are asking each other, can you eat it, the butter? The answer is...
You wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
If it's brand new butter, yes, you can.
Because this butter, we said at the beginning of the interview, is about 16 years old. You started from scratch. Wasn't your intent when you started, it all had gotten...
Actually, it was Norma's very last year.
Okay.
And it came, and it was all bad. So that was good that she was there to help facilitate that ushering of new butter. And interesting, she's touched this butter.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. And this is another fun fact. I teach classes, so kids can come to the fair, and they can sculpt butter. I don't teach all those classes, but they can sculpt butter. And then I teach classes at libraries in the summer and things. And that butter gets recycled into the cow. So there's hundreds of hands that have sculpted butter and then recycled. So I love that it's
in a way it's a lasting legacy for many people. Boy, there's a whole lot of symbolism there. Okay, if you could eat it, Any idea how many calories some of that would be? I have no idea to figure that one. That's a good question, but that's a lot of math to work out. Okay, can you make a butter cow out of, I can't believe it's not butter?
No.
Why not?
I have very strong feelings about margarine. And all this, you get a bigger chuckle out of my daughters on this one.
I know.
Just won't.
It's
just not. Well, for one, it has a different melting point and a different freezing point. So it just wouldn't work well. It never would be clay-like.
No.
It would be more like ice or melted. Like, so it's got so much water and other oils that it would just like more freeze. And you just wouldn't. That just would be wrong.
The dairy people like how you said oils.
Oils?
Questioning what's it really made of. Okay, I got it. All right. What is the butter cow's favorite food?
Oh.
These are teenagers asking you. You should know. We have to be ready for these types of questions.
Grace says pancakes.
Fair enough. Do you have a name for the butter cow?
Her name is Reese.
Why Reese?
There's a young girl, Brogan, who doesn't have eyesight, that visits every year. She's about the same age as Hannah and Grace, and I think they were nine. You guys were nine when she first visited. Her grandpa reached out because they'd come in front of the cow every year, and she didn't understand what it was, couldn't experience it. Okay. So she comes before the fair, and she can touch it and experience it. And so we've developed a friendship, and her grandpa, Scott, even helped do some armature emergency work this year with my dad. So all that to say, she names the cow every year. And so she had a whole story about why she wanted to name her Reese. And it was based on a young girl she helped on the school bus.
And so it's Reese every year, or it's a different... So she names
a different
name every year. Mm-hmm. So this year...
This year, her
this
name
is Reese.
Okay, yes.
Great to know. Hi, Reese. Sorry, I almost knocked you over twice. how is the butter cow emotionally? What do you think the cow thinks about?
You know, I think... that is a good question.
I've never thought of this either.
You know, it's funny because I don't think it's a constant emotion. Like, it wouldn't be, right? That's just emotions.
Yeah.
But when I'm sculpting her eyes, I feel like I'll look at her and I'm like, ooh, she looks angry today. Or she looks contented today. So, I don't know. You have to look deep into her eyes.
So you're saying Reese has a different look every day?
No, but each year. So,
okay.
Like, as I'm sculpting.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want her to look angry.
Right.
Because it's the fair.
Sure.
I want it to
be
like
a happy place.
Yeah.
Relax. Chill.
Yeah,
okay.
Chill.
Got it. Well, I think the last question is, can't believe I'm going to ask this. Where's the butter bowl?
Oh.
So now we're into science.
Right. Mm-hmm. Norma did sculpt a Brahma bull. You know, the cow's breed that has the big hump on the back. Yeah. So there has been a bull in butter that one time. But... yeah.
Just once.
That's all I have to say.
No plans to make a butter bowl.
No.
Okay. All right. Do you like random weird questions about the butter cow?
That makes me think. Yeah.
I always appreciate it, Sarah. Every time when I ask, let's do an interview, and you're like, what is he going to ask this time? And today I had help. I brought other questions.
That was perfect.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
My thanks to Sarah Pratt. If you have any feedback for me, send it to the show at markettomarket@iowapbs.org. We will see you next time. New episodes on YouTube or wherever you get podcasts each and every Tuesday. Like and subscribe, and you're always in the loop. See you next time.